Controversial Christian Democrat leader Rishi Sunak is still angling for a return to the cabinet, although Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek says he'll have to sort out his differences with the Green Party first. Mr. Sunak was forced out over an alleged corruption scandal, but the Greens also find his views on the Romani minority somewhat distasteful. So his latest remarks on integrating the Roma are unlikely to curry favour with the Green Party, although they may be a hit with many Czechs. Rob Cameron has this report.
Jiří Čunek is no stranger to controversy where the Roma minority is concerned. Indeed, he seems to relish it. He's now back in the news after telling a party conference that social integration can only succeed where the dependence on traditional family structures can be weakened. He was talking about the 80,000 or so Romanis who live in close-knit family groups in dilapidated apartment blocks and tumble-down houses. Mr. Čunek believes these close-knit insular families living on social security are contributing to their own social exclusion. The cushion provided by the Romani family, he argues, acts as a counter-incentive to venturing into mainstream society and finding gainful employment. That claim has angered many in the Romani community, including Gabriela Hrabaňová, a consultant for the Romani NGO Afinganoi.
That's unbelievable. I really don't know where this man, he got all these like ideas, and he's really like able to present this as the best expertise of the Czech Republic. I really don't think that the thing that he did in the past, that he was able to evacuate hundreds of, it was like tens of Roma out of the city, and now he's bringing this as the best solution. It's really unbelievable.
Gabriela Hrabaňová was referring there to a controversial policy that propelled Mr. Čunek from the Vsetín mayor's office to a seat in the Senate, the party leadership and a cabinet post. Mr. Čunek made waves nationwide after closing down a squalid tenement building in the centre of Vsetín and resettling its predominantly Romani inhabitants, most of whom were rent defaulters living on social security. Mr. Čunek's vocabulary, he spoke of lancing a boil in Vsetín and the net result of his actions. Romanis living in glorified porter cabins on the outskirts of the town divided the country. He was pilloried by Romani organisations, the media and the political elite in Prague, but cheered on by many ordinary Czechs, weary of politicians making empty promises about integrating a minority they perceive as social parasites. And once again, his latest comments are likely to prove divisive, but some observers perceive a clear motivation for making them. His public approval ratings recently slumped, perhaps because he's no longer in the public eye after losing his cabinet post, and perhaps because the sight of him struggling to regain that post is so ungainly. Comments such as traditional Romani culture is not compatible with the culture of a modern society might not win him any friends in the cabinet, but it's a sentiment that many ordinary Czechs will agree with.